I want to ask you a few brief questions about your childhood. I know you were born in Virginia, moved to Detroit age 7 or 8, is that right?
Around 7 or 8, we came up north, and I remember going back down south playing Little League ball, because I didn't like to play T-ball. I wanted to play somebody throwing to me, so I went back down to Tennessee, stayed with my brother, but then permanent, I came back out about 9 or 10, then we started playing baseball, but yeah, I come from the South, and, you know, like the South, you know, I talks about this a lot. I came from a little coal mining town, Iron Oak, Virginia, population about 200, and we was a third of that. You know, we was 21 of us. But, you know, always been around white people. Only thing, we didn't go to school, but weekend, you have, it's just like a reunion every weekend at somebody's house. So I think I kind of got exposed more to a racial problem when I came north and when I left way from here going to play baseball.
Growing up in Detroit, I'm sure you were a Tigers fan.
Yeah, back there, you're a Tiger fan. You had to, because your dad might – I remember in Virginia, everybody, when you're black, you'd like the Dodgers. I remember they taking a trip. I was young, going to see Jackie Robinson in Cincinnati. But when we came here, Pop always said, your hometown, you're the Tigers. And the primary reason I signed the Tigers, because I didn't have no idea when I signed. I thought I would be signed with Boston, New York, because I worked out for the Yankees since I was about 13, 14. But we left the house, and we're going down to Trummer. He said, you remember that young man I let you go see play, Jake Wood, was our first African-American and black guy that came through the organization. He said, you don't sign here, maybe you can make a difference in the future. Good boy.
Well, I can see why you wanted to sign with the Tigers. What did they tell you about why they wanted to sign you?
Well, I tell you, back then, you just kind of stayed out of it. You know, it's something that I love playing baseball. I mean, I started loving it. I didn't have no idea I wanted to be a ball player. I know I always can hit or something a long way since I was about 8 or 9 or maybe younger. I'm just very fortunate that my mom and dad put me around a person like Judge Keefe. He was a lawyer at the time that came on League Advisors when I was 13, kind of helped me understand that the good Lord gave me ability that I can be a ball player, because I didn't quite understand. You know, I play, you like all sports. We had pickup games and all that stuff. I always be strike out on the walls or whatever. And you stay kind of busy. I think that's what I seen came from the riots. I seen people start doing, older people doing what we did as young kids, as black and white kids. We stayed busy and did things together. And I think that from that, it's opened up doors, opportunity, people sat down communicating with each other.
Your first full year was 65, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, first full year was 65, and they brought me up in 63. And I never forget that I was in Double A ball. And we had a manager, always joke a lot down in Double A ball. And with us, and he said, he told him, I'm going to big league, they need me in Detroit. I thought you had to go to Syracuse, back to Syracuse. And I went back to the ballpark next day, and he said, what is you doing? And I had to never forget, they had to get me in Washington, D.C. on a private plane that one of the affiliate owner in Knoxville had a private plane, got me there, and I got there late, but I went back to the ballpark. I didn't have a clue, because I just started playing, and I never forget, that's the first time that I experienced Charlie Dressing. I just got there, it's about the 7th inning or 6th inning, and just walking on the bench. And he said, can you hit? I said, yes, sir. He said, go hit. And I never forget, Hank Aguirre said, I'm trying to win the game and no rookie gonna hit for me. And Charlie, and that's where I have a high respect for Charlie. He said, hey, you know better than a rookie. And from that day on, I had a lot of respect for him. And I never forget, I pinch hit, and actually I tied the game up.